It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds led 4-0 and 5-4 Tuesday night, but the Giants fought their way back and beat Cincinnati 7-6. Luis Castillo made the start and gave up 4 runs in 5 innings of work. He left with the lead, but the Giants scored twice in the 6th and once in the 7th off of the Cincinnati bullpen, and that was the difference. The Reds did hit a couple of home runs in this one, courtesy of Joey Votto and Mike Moustakas. Highlights in a bit, but first some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, you had a tough one tonight, Chris. 7-6 Reds fall to the Giants, and you look back on this one, and it was one where Luis Castillo settled down after both pitchers really struggled on a chilly night in the first inning. But then the bullpen just couldn't hold it late.
You know, the overview of the ball game, Tommy, the way I look at it is if your offense scores 6 runs in a game in which Luis Castillo pitches, you should try to be able to win that ball game. And it comes down again to the failure of the bullpen to be able to throw the ball over the strike zone. That has been predominantly and a consistent problem for this ball club. And the other thing is that the Reds struck out 6 times in the last 2 innings. So every one of their outs that they made in the 8th and 9th inning were all strikeouts. So for a team that has made a lot of contact so far this year, they did not do it tonight when they had to, and they'll get one more chance to try to take this series tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully they can do it behind Tyler Mahle. As you talk about the bullpen, is it just the lack of command that's the most concerning right now, or is there more to it?
Well, you know, there's a difference for me between command and control. When you walk batters, you've got lack of control. When you make mistakes in the strike zone, you've got bad command. And I think the pitch in the major leagues, you have to have good command. If you don't have good control, you shouldn't be up here. But, you know, the most important thing really is the location of your pitches. The second most important thing is your pitch shape, your velocity, and everything else. I mean, you ask any pitcher that is in the Hall of Fame, they'll tell you, I'll take the first thing, and that's being able to put the ball where I want to. Because if I can't do that, I've got a crap game I'm out there playing.
Well, the Reds fall 7-6 the final. They'll try to win the finale and win the series tomorrow afternoon. You'll have more on that coming up. Ed, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Well, this game started with a real bang. It didn't take the Reds long to score off former Red Kevin Gausman. After Jesse Winker struck out to begin the game, Nick Castellanos singled to left. That brought Joey Votto to the plate. He homered on Monday night, and he did it again on Tuesday.
And the right-hander deals the 3-1. Votto swings, lifts a fly ball. Well hit, left field, backing up. Dickerson looks up, it's gone! A 2-run home run for Joey Votto to the opposite field. And the Reds are on top 2-0 in the first.
Eugenio Suarez then walked. Next up was Mike Moustakas.
Here's the pitch. And this one is hammered to right. Way back, way out of here. Splashdown in McCovey Cove. A 2-run blast for Moustakas. The Reds lead it 4-0.
So Luis Castillo headed to the mound in the bottom of the first with a comfortable lead, right? Well, maybe not. Tommy La Stella led off with a single, and then Mike Yastrzemski turned on one.
The right-hander brings it home. And Yastrzemski hammers a fastball. That's way back to right, way up and gone. Over the wall and right, a 2-run shot. And the Giants are on the board, 4-2 Reds.
Castillo got the next two batters out, but then Evan Longoria singled and Brandon Crawford went deep.
Here's the pitch. And now fastball lifted high in the air, left center field and deep and carrying.
Come back.
Zinzel back, he's at the wall, leaps, it's gone. And this game is all tied at 4.
That was the first time in the history of Oracle Park that 4 home runs were hit in the first inning. In the top of the second, the first 2 Reds batters made outs, but then Jesse Winker drew a walk. That brought Nick Castellanos back to the plate.
1-1 pitch. And Castellanos rips a bullet down the left field line. That'll head into the corner. Winker's on his way to third. J.R. House giving him the wave. Here comes the relay from Crawford, not in time. And Castellanos takes third, and the Reds are back on top. It's 5-4. A two-out RBI double for Nick Castellanos, and the Reds cash in on the two-out walk.
After the first inning, Luis Castillo settled down and really started pitching well. He gave up a two-out double in the second, but that base runner was stranded. He faced the minimal number of batters in innings 3 and 4. In the fifth, he ran into a little trouble. With one out, he gave up a single. Then Yastrzemski reached on a perfect bunt single. Next up was Alex Dickerson, and Castillo helped himself.
And Dickerson grounds it back to Castillo. He fields, goes to Suarez at second one. Around to first. That's the double play, and the inning is over.
That would be the last batter Castillo would face. His pitching line looked like this. 5 innings pitched, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts, 2 home runs. He threw 98 pitches, 62 of them, 4 strikes. Sean Doolittle replaced Castillo in the sixth. He got the first batter out he faced, but then Evan Longoria tied things up.
He needs to get a run in. This ball is socked to the air, deep left center field, way back and gone. That's a home run for Evan Longoria to tie the game at 5.
One out later, Buster Posey singled. That was all for Doolittle. Carson Fulmer replaced him, and the first batter he faced was pinch hitter Austin Slater.
2-2 pitch. And Slater lifts one in the air, right center field, hit deep. Nobody's going to get it. That's down all the way to the wall. Around second, Posey not stopping now. Around third, headed home. The relay throw to the plate is not in time. And all the way to third is Slater. It's an RBI triple, and the Giants have their first lead of the game. It's 6-5.
Meanwhile, after the Reds scored in the second, Kevin Gausman set down 13 straight batters. Fortunately for Cincinnati, he was replaced on the mound by Wandy Peralta in the top of the seventh. Jonathan India reached on an infield single. Peralta balked him to second, then Wild pitched him to third. Pinch hitter Alex Blandino then delivered a game-tying run with a single. Cionel Perez started the seventh for Cincinnati. He walked the first two batters he faced. He got a ground ball, but the lead runner moved up to third. The go-ahead run then came home this way.
A 1-0 count to Wilmer Flores. Swung on and a high drive to center field. That will be flagged down by Nick Senzel, but deep enough to score the run from third. And the Giants will take the lead 7-6.
The Giants threatened again in the eighth when Cam Bedrosian loaded the bases, but then Bedrosian got out of it in a big way.
Bedrosian again ready. And back to the plate. He turns it loose. And a swing and a miss. A fastball up. Yastrzemski waves at it and missed, and the inning is over. The Giants leave them loaded, and we go to the ninth.
The Reds got a two-out double in the eighth by Eugenio Suarez, but he was stranded. Jonathan India walked with one out in the ninth, and then with two outs, the game ended like this.
The 1-2. Strike three called over the outside corner to lock up Stevenson, and that's all. Reds fall. Final score 7-6. The Giants beat the Reds tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco.
Here are the totals. For San Francisco, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. Cincinnati, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 3. Peralta, the winner, 2-0. Perez, the loser, 1-1. McGee got his 5th save of the season. Home runs in the game. Votto, number 2, and Moustakas, number 2. Yastrzemski, number 2 for San Francisco. Crawford, number 3. Longoria, number 4. 3 hours and 11 minutes was the game time. 3,673 on hand in San Francisco. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
David, it was a very unique first inning. In fact, a historical first inning in that park with 4 home runs. Luis talked about not being on the same page with Tucker there in the first inning. What's your assessment of his night?
Yeah, I think they really settled in after that. I think it was – you know, a couple of the fastballs just caught too much of the plate, and, you know, to a couple really good hitters. That's what I saw. And after that, you know, Luis really did a great job to get us through the fifth and with a lead. You know, that's not easy to do after allowing 4 runs in the first, but that's what I saw. Just, you know, it happens, you know, even to a guy like Luis, or just catches a little bit too much of the plate.
I know we're still very early in the season. It has been an up and down ride kind of with your bullpen. Are there a few wrinkles you need to iron out there?
Yeah, you're right. It's early. You know, we've it's been a good start for our team, and our bullpen is a big part of our team. So, you know, we're always looking for ways to improve and get better. But overall, I think our entire team has done a good job to put us in the position we're in after, you know, what is it, 11 games. So we're pretty happy with that.
On the positive side, you get another long ball from Joey and Moustakas, a second splashdown in as many days. So obviously some positives with your offense, putting six on the board tonight.
Yeah, a lot of positives. I do think it was a great way to start the game. And to the, you know, Giants' credit, they came right back and hit two home runs and tied it up. And that really shifted, you know, that changes the game, obviously. And then it was a good game the rest of the way. But, you know, both teams competed really well. And, you know, it would have been a good one to win for sure, but it didn't work out.
Wednesday afternoon, the Reds and Giants wrap up their three-game series as Tyler Mahle goes to the mound against former Red Johnny Cueto. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 3:15. First pitch is scheduled for 3:45. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Giants 7 and the Reds 6. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.